This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Take two pieces of bread, slap some food in between it, and you got yourself a sandwich. A minute to learn, a lifetime to master. Some people in Austin devote their entire lives to creating sandwiches so good, you will literally hand over money in exchange for them. So who's got the best? Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom has tried many, many sandwiches, and he's got a new list of his absolute favorites. Hi, Matthew.
Some people eat sandwiches for a living.
That's where you come in. You have 27 on your favorite sandwiches in Austin, 27 sandwiches on the list. You didn't rank them, but do you have a favorite on that list of 27?
I don't have an exact number one favorite, but the kind of sandwiches I love the most are probably an Italian sandwich, which mixes cured meats and provolone cheese and a little bit of tanginess from olive oil and vinegar, from mayonnaise. And I love pastrami sandwiches. So the number three at La Mata, which is an Italian deli in East Austin, has prosciutto di Parma and creamy medallions of mozzarella di Bufala, and there's a little bit of peppery bite of arugula on there. I love the Italian sub at Home Slice, one of the best sandwiches in the city. You know, you're not just stacking meat and cheese on a sandwich. You got to figure out how thick it should be cut, how you're going to layer it so you have a little body to the sandwich. Home Slice always gets it right. I love the pastrami sandwich at Other Side Deli, which is a trailer up here just north of campus. I love the pastrami sandwich at Pius down on 290 as you're heading out towards Dripping Springs. I also love the pastrami sandwich at Daidue. So if I had to pick a favorite kind of sandwich, it might be the Italian grinder. It might be the pastrami sandwich. But of course, there's a lot more than that on this list.
Right. You like more than just pastrami and Italian sandwiches. What are some of your other favorites in Austin?
I went into Buenos Aires Cafe the other day in East Austin, and I walked in for lunch, and they tried to hand me a menu, and I said, I'm good. And it's not even because I go in there a lot. They just looked at me and said, Lomito beef? And I said, yep. And that is basically a steak sandwich. It's a tenderloin that they cooked to medium rare. They put it on a flaky baguette with some chimichurri because it is an Argentine cafe. Nice. That's great. I throw mozzarella and pepperoncini on there. So I love the Lomito at Buenos Aires Cafe. I also love the banh mi, as you know, the Vietnamese sandwich we've probably talked about. Mm-hmm. I love it at Saigon L'Aventure, which is a trailer in East Austin. I also love it at Baguette et Chocolat, which is a French bakery out on Bee Caves Road as you get out there towards 71, out towards Bee Caves.
What about for our vegetarian friends? Any meatless sandwiches for sale in Austin that you really enjoyed?
I really like the spicy buffalo popcorn tofu at Weedsville.
Ah, yes.
And, you know, not every vegetarian dish needs to mimic an animal protein, but the cool thing about this is it's kind of like a buffalo chicken sandwich. And instead of putting creamy gorgonzola or blue cheese sauce on there, they put this tamari almond sauce. And the spicy buffalo popcorn, this fried tofu nuggets, has a real spicy kick to it. And then, of course, they throw a bunch of veggies on top of it. So that's one of my favorite vegetarian sandwiches in town. There's also the Go Beet at Cenote. Kind of cool thing about this one, it's almost like a salad. It's earthy beets and bitter arugula, and you've got tomato and citrusy goat cheese. So it's almost kind of like an arugula beet goat cheese salad stuffed into a sandwich there at Cenote, which is in East Austin and Northeast Austin as well.
Anything for seafood lovers? I know that there are some decent seafood sandwiches in this city.
The Gulf Redfish Torta at the recently opened Better Half, which is just down near 5th and Lamar. This big, thick, plump slab of redfish seared to a nice crust, and it's served with pickled vegetables and charm lime aioli. And then, of course, you got to have a po' boy on there. I really like the fried catfish po' boy down at Cypress Grill off William Cannon. They actually bring in their French sandwich rolls from Gambino's Bakery all the way in New Orleans. So they know what they're doing there. And they marinate the catfish in hot sauce and mustard before frying it. So you kind of get that little bit of tanginess in the fish.
Well, you've made me hungry.
Me too.
Mission accomplished.
Let's go get a sandwich.
You can read Matthew Odom's full list of his favorite 27 sandwiches at austin360.com/eats. It's also in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew is the Statesman's restaurant critic. Thanks for talking to us, Matthew.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.